Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Mike Pence subpoenaed Biden's billionaire tax. The U.S. State Department is warning you to not travel here. And who is favored to win the big game? It's all coming up, and then Bill will be here with the message of the day. First, former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump's role in January 6th. The special counsel reportedly looking into how much Donald Trump pressured Mike Pence to refuse to certify the Electoral College results, which of course Mike Pence ultimately did. Joe Biden proposed a billionaire's tax in his State of the Union address, but many corporate leaders who backed Biden in 2020 say it's DOA. So this plan would require households with a net worth above $100 million to pay a minimum annual tax of 20% on both their taxable income and on unrealized gains of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, stuff like that. So right now you only pay capital gains on your profit when you sell it. But under Biden's plan, you have to pay 20% on unrealized gains. That's ridiculous, but they'll get it eventually. The U.S. State Department issuing the strongest do not travel warning to six states inside Mexico due to threats of crime and kidnapping, even at resort centers. Only two areas have the lowest level normal precautions designation. The other countries that have the highest level travel warning are Iran, Iraq, Somalia, Haiti, Ukraine, North Korea, and Syria, and Mexico. This isn't stopping everyone, though. Last year, 30 million Americans visited Mexico. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. You know, the president has done an interview every year since 2009 during the Super Bowl, but Biden, it seems, is not going to do that. Trump in 2018 did not do it either. I think this is fine. Can we have one thing that's not political? Philadelphia Eagles versus Kansas City Chiefs kickoff, Fox, 6:30 Eastern from Phoenix. Fourth time the Super Bowl has been there. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are not the announcers. They went over to ESPN, Monday Night Football. Joe Buck has called seven Super Bowls. The record is Al Michaels and Pat Summerall with 11. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, the first brothers on opposing teams at a Super Bowl. And the two quarterbacks are 27 and 24, youngest paired quarterbacks ever. Chris Stapleton has the national anthem and Rihanna has the halftime show. Average ticket price, $10,000 a seat. Vegas has the Eagles as a slight favorite. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be here with the message of the day next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Hot air continues to fly over the Chinese spy balloon, may it rest in pieces. As soon as the story broke over the weekend, the nitwits who could not care less about responsible perspective began the chant, shoot it down, shoot it down. That turned out to be the right call, although a number of things had to happen before the short-range missile flew. Number one was informing the Chinese government that U.S. airspace had been violated, then asking for an explanation. then informing the Chinese ambassador in Washington, the explanation was ridiculous. How do you say, come on, man, in Mandarin? It wasn't a civilian aircraft. After those steps and the balloon drifting out to the Atlantic, the shootdown occurred. But wait, it seems American intel picked up the balloon over Alaska days ago, and the Biden administration kept it quiet until it hovered over Montana looking for vacation property. So why the delay? Because President Biden is not the decider. He is a front man who does what advisors tell him to do. And this balloon thing involved a bellicose country armed to the teeth with nukes. So caution was appropriate. But as public outrage grew, the Biden crew had to act. All Americans should understand how weak Mr. Biden is and that top-level decisions come from insider consensus, not the commander-in-chief. The Chinese and Putin surely know that. This balloon thing will most likely subside with no further angst. What will not subside is the chaos of the Biden administration. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Troy Fairchild, Merchtown, Pennsylvania. Bill, knowing that Joe Biden might put his State of the Union address out there, I'm sure the new Speaker of the House won't lower himself to what Nancy Pelosi did. No. McCarthy was not going to tear up Biden's speech. That was the worst. John Loftus, Leroy, New York. Please answer this, O'Reilly. It's my 11th letter. Hunter Biden news continues to be dismissed by the media, public not getting the message. What can we do? John, I get thousands of letters, okay? I'm sorry I didn't answer them, but we only have a finite amount of time here. But I disagree. Everybody knows about the Hunter Biden thing. Everybody knows. Norman, concierge member Norman, gives direct access to me. As a former teacher, I can tell you the best way for teachers to help students develop their minds and teach them critical thinking. O'Reilly's right. Too much of what's being taught these days based on opinions, not facts. Yeah. I mean, the Kool-Aid is in a lot of these schools, no doubt about it. Michael, concierge member, if schools are privatized, then who sets the curriculum? The principals of the private schools. They set it. In public schools, the school boards. But you go to private school and it's contained into two or three individuals. Della Davis, Lexington, Kentucky, enjoy the no-spin news. On the subject of deception, did you ever try to prove a liar wrong? Hard to do? Sure. And they'll never admit it. Never admit it. Absolutely hard to do. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Every year, Americans spend more than $1 billion at auctions, from lavish New York City ballrooms to barns in the Midwest. Folks hand out hard-earned cash to own a piece of history. Here are some very high-priced items sold at auction recently. First, monster movie posters. 10 years ago, a collector purchased an original print for the 1931 film Dracula at Sotheby's for $525,000. It's worth far more today. Next, Star Wars action figures. Mint condition toys now sell for $6,000 each. The original price back in 1979, $10. Music memorabilia. Last year, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the song Hey Jude sold in New York City for $900,000. Comic books, also a bestseller. Amazing Fantasy number 15, the most prized in any collection. Spider-Man's first appearance will cost you $1.2 million. Near the top of any autograph auction is history. In 1864, a year before he was assassinated, Abraham Lincoln signed 48 copies of the Emancipation Proclamation. The documents, obviously highly prized, one collector paid $4 million back in 2009. It's probably worth about $7 million now. George Washington has the honor of having the most expensive signature. In 2012, Sotheby's auctioned off Washington's personal copy of the Constitution. The book sold for $10 million. The most expensive item sold at auction, art. Leonardo da Vinci's painting titled Salvatore Mundi, bought by a Saudi prince since 2017 for $500 million. But don't expect to see it anytime soon. It's only shown to foreign diplomats during visits to Saudi Arabia. And here's something else you might not know. The history of auctions dates all the way back to 500 BC. According to Greek historians, the first recorded auction sold just two items: slaves, human beings, and women for marriage. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.